Good morning, good morning, good morning, my people. How are you today? Hope you're doing awesome. Listen, today we're going to discuss meditation and how to work through the thoughts and the processes of meditation so that you could improve your spiritual ascension. When I first started in meditation, I was really young. I was, I think, about 11 years old, 11 or 12 years old. And I started through through martial arts. So we were learning Tai Chi, Ninjutsu, Kung Fu, Jeet Kune Do, and a breathing technique, called Jeet Kune. And in that, you have to learn how to control your breath. So in doing so, we would sit out in the open in the park somewhere, and we would close our eyes. We would be still and be silent. We would sit in Indian stance with our legs crossed. And this is in the beginning. In the beginning, we didn't have our hands in any poses or anything like that. We just sat and had our hands in our laps to be as comfortable as we possibly could. Now, in the beginning, this might be a little difficult and uncomfortable because you're shaping your bones to a certain space that you may not have done before. It may be new, or, you know, you may need to stretch first or something. But you start the process out that way. You don't actually have to sit in Indian stance. You could, if you're in your bed, you could just lay straight out in your bed, but don't go to sleep, and close your eyes, but don't go to sleep. Just be relaxed and get yourself into a specific state of consciousness. You can also sit in a chair with your feet planted to the ground. I like to sit out in the grass personally because your body is like a tree, and the veins and arteries are like the roots of the tree. So those roots, those veins and arteries go all the way down to your feet. And when you plant your feet in the grass, the earth begins to absorb whatever negative energy or pain is in your body. It literally draws it out. So I do that. I sit in Indian stance there, and I meditate under a tree sometimes. And then also, I've gotten quite advanced with it, but even when I'm just walking in the street, if I'm walking down in the park and it's quiet, I could just walk in the park, and as I'm walking, just focus. You know, that's part of my meditation as well, just focus. But if you're in the beginning stages, it's going to be kind of difficult to do it because your thoughts are going to be everywhere. You're going to have thoughts like running around all in your brain. So the point is to be able to control your thoughts, control your subconscious mind, control the processes that you were born into all the way up until now. And this is basically a rebirth, to be reborn, a baptism, you know, that kind of thing. And so you would, let's start out with just a generalized meditation. Sit in a comfortable space, Indian stance, or sit in a chair, and you could put your hands on your lap. You could put your hands in your lap. You could, just as comfortable as you want to make it, and close your eyes. When you close your eyes, you want to just focus on the darkness. Focus on the nothingness and everything, right? Focus on the space. What you see in the darkness is what reality is, basically. Just like when you look up at nighttime, you see 95% of the space is dark when you look up in the sky. What you see is the true, is darkness. Focus on that darkness, right? Don't think about anything else. This is the beginning. Don't think about anything else. And if thoughts do come to your mind, just let them flow through. Let them flow through. Don't try to control it, because then you're going to get frustrated. Just let it flow through. And then as you letting it flow through, if there's negative thoughts or thoughts that bring back things from the past or whatever, you could say, you know, I forgive, or, you know, or you could just let it flow through as well. But don't put any emotion into it. Do not allow any emotion to go through. Just flow right through. Sooner or later, my suggestion is to meditate, start meditating at least like 15 minutes a day. It's not going to be easy. I'm going to tell you that right now when you're starting. But try to do it. And after a while, the thoughts are going to go away. And then you're going to begin to see things that are going to blow your mind. Like now, when I do it, I end up seeing a whole new world. Like, but sometimes I see like dragons. Sometimes I see like a whole new land that I've never been to. And I'm a writer. So I write short stories and I have books on Amazon, that kind of thing. And when everything is darkness, that's when the creator has the ability to create. You have the ability to create at that point. So you could create the world that you want within that through what they call imagination. And imagination, you just break that down. Image, imagine, right? Image and magic. And you could pull all kinds of great things from it. But then you could meditate on the spirit, meditate on yourself, focus on how you want to prosper. If you haven't read The Secret or The Secret Sauce or The Emerald Tablet or The Seventh Laws of Tahuti, my suggestion is to go ahead and get those, read those, and then see the structure and patterns to utilize during your meditation process, especially The Secret. The Secret you could use in the beginning, and you could use the visualization techniques that they give you in that book as a starter point. And trust me, it works. So you'll visualize first something simple in the day that you're going to be flowing through. Like if a boss at your job is getting on your nerves, you're going to visualize you and him or you and her having an amazing day that day, smiling, having a good time, that kind of thing. Or something simpler, you could just visualize someone offering you a cup of coffee or a cup of tea or water, and visualize that happening that day and see how that works out for you first. And feel the feeling. This is important. Now feel the feeling as if you're already there, because when you begin to create these things in your subconscious mind in the darkness, those things begin to become real in terms of matter. They just haven't hit this third dimensional plane yet, right? So this third dimensional plane is just a dense plane, right? And when you're doing visualization, that's like creating something, putting it through the ether, through the etheric realm or the matter or the melanin, the darkness that you see, putting it out there, and poof, it's created. It's there. It's yours. You've made it. You know, you've done it. Right? So you take that and you move with it. how you like. Now, once you begin to become more advanced in the meditation state, You could begin to do more things. You could begin to go through things like visualizing how you want your birthday to be, or visualizing, creating a vision board and seeing yourself living in an amazing home, an amazing apartment. See the pictures of the pictures of the home you want to live in and how amazing it is. Close your eyes and visualize that place and you in it, and you smiling and jumping around, and you know, with your man or your woman or your friends, and see that just come to pass. Or maybe you want to make more money at work. Maybe you want to increase your pay. Visualize that. Visualize receiving a check for more money. Visualize you starting a business and the business becoming real successful. Right? So sometimes these things take more longer than others when doing these visualizations. That's why if you do the small ones first, you'll see how quick it pops up. Another thing which I used to do, which I thought was amazing, I would get a picture of a celebrity or someone that I've never met before, and I would visualize walking past them in the street and seeing them and, you know, smiling and saying, "Oh, wow," you know what I mean? Cool. And I would do that, and next thing I know, it would happen. So trust and believe these things work. And it's all about processes and technique and taking your time to grow and, you know, all those great things. But understand that it is a process. So when you do this, just know, and this is for if even if like prayer is part of meditation. You close your eyes, you put your hands together, and you speak to the Lord, right? And you feeling the feeling of great being grateful and gracious for the things that you know are already going to come to pass. The Bible says faith is a mustard seed moves mountains, right? Exactly. And in those verses in that chapter, and actually the clarification was that, I think it was in Matthew. I think it was Matthew 17, 17, 20. The disciples were trying to dispel a demon from a man, or millions of demons from a man, a legion. And they just couldn't do it, no matter how much they tried. And Jesus, in the book, Jesus came over and did it. And the disciples were saying, "Oh, well, how is it that you were able to do it and we weren't able to do it? You taught us this stuff, but we can't do it. Like, what's going on? I'm frustrated." And Jesus was a G at this point. I'm telling you, Jesus was a G, because what he said in the book, what he said was, he said, basically, "I'm tired of telling y'all the same thing." Okay? He said, "I'm tired of telling y'all the same thing. I keep telling y'all, when you have faith as a mustard seed, you can surely move a mountain. You can surely move a mountain." But he was also saying, like, "Look, I'm tired of doing this. I'm not going to do this anymore with y'all. Y'all gonna have to learn on y'all own." But I felt that that was, when I read it, I was like, "Wow, this is what's up," because this is a chapter where he explains to them and said it several times. Look, get it together, because the next time, you know, it might not be a good look for y'all. Anyway, so the point I was making, I went off tangent. The point I was making was, when you have faith, unwavering faith, just like the secret was talking about, Rhonda Byrne. No, Rhonda Byrne wrote it, but I'm trying to remember what the lady's name was that said that. Having unwavering faith. You know that it's on its way. When you have unwavering faith, faith becomes the driving force of the thought that you have created, of the thing that you've created. So faith is like the battery to the remote control. And then you hitting that remote control button, and then the laser that you can't see with your two eyes goes into the TV, and the TV then transmits that energy through the copper mineral wires that it has connected to the outlet socket, which the outlet socket has the electricity that the mineral wires hold, and transfer that electricity down out into what they call the ether, into an antenna. That antenna shoots back the actual video and picture that you'll be watching on your TV within 5 minutes after that. I think that's a perfect example. So just know that this is definitely a process. It's a step-by-step process. And maybe I'll do a video on a 5 minute meditation and how, you know, really quick meditation and actually sitting there and doing it with you guys, that kind of thing. All right. So that's going to be it for today. 16 minutes, 39 seconds in. People, I love you. I'll be speaking to y'all soon. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.